from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, September 22nd. Coming up, just 4 years ago, Champaign County voters elected their first county executive. Now, the county's League of Women Voters is calling for that position to be eliminated. We'll learn more coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Former President Trump's downtown Chicago skyscraper is part of a sweeping fraud lawsuit brought by New York's Attorney General. Dave McKinney has more.
In 2008, Trump's 92-story high-rise along the Chicago River opened to great fanfare. But Wednesday, New York Attorney General Letitia James alleged that the Chicago landmark was part of a nationwide scheme by Trump, his company, and family to defraud banks, insurers, and local taxing bodies. James alleged that since 2009, Trump withheld information about the value of his Chicago property to avoid undercutting his claim to taxing authorities that it had become worthless. Yet, White alleged Trump later used the property as collateral to obtain more than $150 million in loans. Trump criticized the lawsuit and insisted no banks or insurers were financially harmed. This is Dave McKinney.
A central Illinois mayor says Chicago is reaching out to other cities across Illinois for help as it deals with immigrants bussed in by red state governors. Town of Normal Mayor Chris Koos says city leaders discussed taking in immigrants at the most recent meeting of the Illinois Municipal League.
You know, communities in Illinois, I think, will probably step up and help as much as they can.
Koos says Normal is exploring how it would cope if a bus of immigrants arrived. He says housing would be a significant challenge. Koos also says he recalls what he said some years ago when Normal passed a welcoming city ordinance.
If you want to live in Bloomington Normal and have a productive life for you and your family, we welcome you here.
Koos says elected leaders should not play games with people's lives to enact, quote, political stunts. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the Safety Act into law in 2021. On January 1st of next year, the act will end cash bail in the state. Every Thursday, Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin puts claims to a truth test. Today, he looks at claims by the Illinois GOP about bail reform.
A cash bail system is where money determines if someone is released or remains in jail after an arrest. Illinois Republicans are warning that New York's 2020 bail reform, quote, offers a scary preview of what's to come for Illinois. In a statement, the party says New York laws have led to an unprecedented massive rise in crime. Insha Rahman works at the Vera Institute of Justice, a nonpartisan pro-bail reform group in New York. She says certain crimes have increased since the pandemic, but the uptick has nothing to do with bail reform.
And there is no correlation, let alone causation, between bail reform being implemented and the rise in crime and violence.
In January, the Safety Act will abolish cash bail in Illinois. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, a conversation with Tricia Crowley from the Champaign County League of Women Voters. They want to eliminate the office of county executive after just 4 years. We'll find out why coming up next on 217 Today.
Current estimates put more than 500,000 people experiencing homelessness in America, with a large portion being children. These people live in every state and territory and reflect the diversity of this country, but risk is often tied to multiple factors. Right now, our digital social justice learning space is focused on homelessness in America, with educational resources available for all learning levels. Begin exploring at will.illinois.edu/socialjusticelearning.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Champaign County government underwent a big change in recent years. In 2016, voters approved the creation of a new county executive position to oversee county government in hopes of making it more functional. In 2018, they elected Democrat Darlene Kleppel as the first person to serve in that position. Less than 4 years later, the Champaign County League of Women Voters recommends eliminating the office of county executive and replacing it with an elected county board chair. I spoke with Tricia Crowley, one of the co-chairs of the League's task force that's recommending this change. She notes that Champaign County voters actually approved two referendums in 2016 and that having the county board chair elected countywide was the second one.
Well, when the voters were asked to make a change in county government in 2016, they were presented with two different structures. And as I recall, the discussion at the time focused more on whether to change from what people had generally considered to be a not very well working county board. There was not so much discussion on the difference between the two forms, and both of them passed with more than 50%, and the county-wide board chair was passed with more votes, but for legal reasons, the county executive was the one that was implemented. So the question had been presented at that time, and we've been watching the workings of the county board and the county executive in the 4 years since then. And it's very clear and well known that the county board and the county executive have really been at odds from the very beginning. There's a lawsuit currently before the Illinois Supreme Court concerning the powers of each, and basically, we decided it was time to look at the question all over again. And when we did, we thought there were a lot of good reasons to favor the form where the county board chair is elected by the voters at large in the county as opposed to the elected executive.
Sure. We'll come back to that, conclusion in just a minute. But with the county executive, when you looked at that, can you kind of go into a little more detail about why you think the county executive has been so, I guess, ineffective, why there have been so many conflicts with the county board?
The issue that we really wanted to solve is leadership of the county board, right? Because that appears to be what was lacking. It was not functioning. It was very partisan, and it took a long, long time to make decisions. And part of that problem was caused by the fact that the county board chair is selected by the county board members. And so they basically, you know, can select who they want, which isn't necessarily the person who's best for the public and good functioning and for both parties working together. So the leadership of the county board by the county executive is not leadership from the top or inside. It's leadership from the side and outside. And, you know, that's just not – it's not proven to be a good way to lead a board. The county board – the county executive has some authority and powers, but really not powers to really set the agenda for the county board, because when the current county executive has put items on the agenda, the county board just ignores them and removes them when it comes time to have a meeting. So when we were looking at this, the county board-wide elected chair is part of the board, and he leads from the top and the inside. And he has powers that, you know, board members can't ignore. He appoints board members to committees. He, you know, gives them assignments, and basically he sets an agenda in a way that an elected executive cannot. Mm.
So with the elected county board chair, how would that work then exactly? So you would have a member of the county board basically declare that they would want to run for that position.
Anyone, any citizen can run for the county board chair. They don't have to be a member of the county board. It's a separate position, and it's elected individually.
Okay, so in that way, it would be similar to the executive, but the way it would differ is that the elected county board chair would actually be then a member of the county board.
A member and the leader of the county board.
That's Tricia Crowley with the Champaign County League of Women Voters, which is recommending that the Champaign County executive be replaced by an elected county board chair. Darlene Kleppel is not running for a second term as county executive this fall. Democrat Steve Summers, a current county board member, is running against Republican Ted Meyer, the village president of Sadorus. Meyer lost 2 years ago in the Champaign County treasurer's race against Democrat Cassandra Johnson. You can read the league's full report on county government at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny and cooler today with a high of 67 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Eric Stock, and Harrison Malkin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.